Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Final hour, live and local now on a droopy, dreary Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to one and all. Believe it or not, it has snuck up on us, but it's here. Primary elections for municipal offices here in Southern Nevada, April the 2nd. General election, June 11th. And so we're beginning our foray into candidates and issues that are going to be dealt with over the course of the next couple of years in our city government. I mean, we always zero in on the presidency. And in 2020, we're going to have a presidential election year. But long before that, stuff that's going to impact our lives is going to be right on top of us. Sean Mooneyham is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 3. And he came in out of the rain, and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were soaked today.
Yes, it's droopy out there.
It's just horrible. And by the way, the forecast for tomorrow is 100% precipitation.
Yes.
So it's going to be with us. It's going to be with us for a while. I got to ask you the question. It's become kind of a staple of my interviews with candidates, only because I know how difficult it is to do what it is you do. You've got a full-time job. Yes. You are in security. Mm-hmm. And you're running for city council, which is another full-time job.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Can you tell me why you're going to the trouble of doing this? I mean, it's a lot of money, financial commitment, time commitment. You're out most nights. As you get closer to April 2nd, you're going to be walking neighborhoods. Tell me why you're doing this.
Well, I've born and raised here in Las Vegas, and I've seen a disconnect with our local politicians. And I feel I could be that guy to connect with the residents. You know, as I've been out walking, I actually had a couple people say, hey, you know, we haven't had representation come to this side in forever. And you know, we need a change in our local government. We need somebody that's transparent, somebody that's pro-business, you know, somebody that's a go-getter. And I feel I'm that candidate.
Is there any issue, anything that happened? I know we've talked a lot about Badlands and Queens Ridge, and that might set somebody off and say, darn it, I'm going to get in this race, pound the table, and put the filing fee in and run for the office. Is there anything that has happened, any policy that you have seen that essentially was the catalyst for you getting in the race?
Well, short-term rentals, that's been a big deal over in Huntridge. I think the way that that's been handled, you know, hasn't been handled the best. I mean, I feel like they're wanting to take the rights away from the property owners.
Do you support their right to do short-term rentals?
I do. I believe that, you know, you're a property owner. You should be able to rent a room out to whoever you want. Look at rent values. Look at the way incomes. You need to make some extra income. I believe that we've got enough laws on the books to monitor or enforce, you know, party houses. Because I understand their concerns. You know, I truly do. But when I buy a piece of property, it should be my property as long as, you know, I'm not making a mess of it.
You know? Now, I want to ask you a question that's been asked of me, and I've never had a really good answer for it. You know, you can say, well, yeah, you know, property owners should have property rights and they ought to be able to do with their property as they want. Yet we have HOAs that say you can't paint a big pink flower on your house. You can't have loud parties after 11 o'clock at night, let's say.
Yeah, but that's 11. The parties, that's a code issue. That's, you know, it's in the city and I believe the county, you know, charters, you know, after 11, that's when, you know, noise complaints, you can call them in. As far as HOA, that's your choice if you want to live under that. I used to be a vice president of an HOA back in the day. So, you know, but that's your choice.
Talk a little bit about this whole issue of property rights, though. And it's coming up not just in Queens Ridge, but it's coming up across the city. Is the city doing enough to protect property owners, or do they need to be doing more?
I believe for those that want more protection, we could be doing more. You know, I've just watched it. Like I say, so what they're trying to do is outright ban short-term rentals. And I don't think you can do that. You know, I don't support that idea. I like the fact that now, if you're going to rent a room out of your house, you should be in the house, you know, not just that's where the problem came from. You had all these investors and developers just buying property and they were just renting them out with nobody there to quote unquote supervise, you know, and that I don't think is right either, you know? So it's a catch 22.
Again, we're talking about City of Las Vegas, and a lot of people, they don't know who their city council person is. They don't know what district they live in. You are running in three.
Yeah.
Explain where three is.
Three is the northeast side of Las Vegas, basically from I've got Sahara down to Boulder, but then I've got Nellis and Charleston all the way up to about Bruce, all the way to Owens. So it's a
that's a big district.
Yeah, there's 100,000 plus people in that ward.
What are some of the other issues? I know we always have what I call the classic push-pull between developers. They want the city moving forward. We've got a lot of undeveloped land. We've got a lot of land that needs to be redeveloped. And then we've got people that are preservationists, if you will, and they don't want developers muscling up, pushing people around. How do you draw the line between developers wanting to move the city forward and others that say no, don't be a bully?
Well, you know, we need to have a smart development plan. You know, we need to keep our natural beauty. You know, for example, Red Rock and the mountainous areas. I really don't want to see any more houses around that area just because, you know, it takes away from the natural beauty. And you know, granted, it's a 50-50 kind of tug of war, if you know what I mean. You know, my biggest issue on my platform is the homeless issue. When did you move here?
I moved here in 2011, and I got to tell you, the homeless problem is much worse today than it was in 2011, and that's 8 years. And I've seen a number thrown around, 6,000 homeless. I know it's got to be north of 6,000.
Yeah, I mean,
the evidence that you see on the streets is that it's a lot more than 6,000.
I think it's more like 14 now.
Wow.
You know, it's a big issue. One thing I would like to do to address it, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the city's courtyard project. I'd like to continue expanding on that.
Okay, explain what the courtyard project is.
That's an area downtown. Right now, it's basically just a parking lot, but they're building an actual center. But basically, if you're homeless, you can go down there and sleep under, you know, watch where you can feel safe, you know, so to speak. And I would like to see it turned into that center they're talking about, to where it's a centralized area for if you're homeless, you can come down, get the services that you need to get. You know, that's something that I would like to see. But at the same time, I'd like to create a coalition with the various municipalities, with Clark County, the state, and that way we can tackle it as a group instead of everybody trying to do their own thing. Because I feel like the city, you know, needs to reach out and partner with its allies. You know, the county should be an ally of the city. You know, and I feel that they should partner together.
I want to ask you, because there are, I mean, it's in the news all the time, the whole issue of whether we are a sanctuary city. Should we be a sanctuary? And by the way, I should say you are the only Republican in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, should we be a sanctuary city?
No. And unfortunately, I feel like we're already there. You know, I don't know if you saw Lombardo's issue with the whole ICE situation. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. You know, I think that we need to enforce the laws on the books. We need to enforce our Constitution. You know, enforce our state's Constitution. And then, of course, you know, the city, they've got their own charter. You know, we need to enforce that as well. But our Constitution of the United States needs to be enforced and upheld.
I want to ask you about the state of the city. I know that the mayor has come out repeatedly and said, hey, everything is rosy. We got more jobs. We got more development. We got stuff going on. We got Raider Stadium. We got all this stuff going on around us. And life is absolutely rosy when it comes to Las Vegas. Is that true?
I think for the most part. I mean, granted, like I say, you take care of the homeless issue, the crime will go down. You know, the petty crime will go down. You know, I think what she said is probably about 75% on par. You know, there's some things, you know, it's bad when you know, you're walking neighborhoods, you know, with mattresses and debris all over. You know, simple code enforcement stuff that needs to be taken care of. And it's like, why hasn't this been taken care of? You know, litter all over and, you know, simple stuff we need to take care of.
And the question is, can one Ward 3 councilman make a difference in stuff like, and that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, the stuff that you see when you're driving around. Can one councilman make a difference?
Well, if it's in my ward, you know, I'll definitely contact the appropriate agencies, regardless if it's Public Works to fix the sidewalks, if it's code enforcement to come look at, you know, a situation that needs to be cleaned up, if it's engineering department, I'll be active in this. You know, when I'm elected, I'll be walking still because I want to know. It's my ward. I represent that ward. And not only do I represent that ward, I'll represent the people of Las Vegas.
Let's talk a little bit about the city and the direction it's headed. And I don't know if you're a numbers guy or not, are you confident that financially our city is in good stead?
I think we are, for the most part. Something, though, that I would like to see is an incentive for if you wanted to start a new business. I'd like to see some incentives because new business is the lifeblood of the city's economy. And, you know, regardless, you know, I'm not sure what that could be yet, but regardless if it's, say, take half off your business license fee or something for the first time or two. You know, just something like that. You know, we need new and innovative ideas when it comes to new business.
I want to ask you about how the city is being run now. Do you like the way it's being run now? I mean, we've obviously seen ad nauseum all the Badlands Golf Course and Queens Ridge and stuff like that, and the millions of dollars going out. I'm curious, just the way things get done in city government.
We need to streamline some of that. I had to, you know, to be a candidate to go put my signs up, I had to get a permit. Okay, I didn't realize the city doesn't do business on Fridays. They were closed.
The rest of the world does.
Yeah. And so I go that following Monday. They're confused as to what I need. They send me to, like, this window. Oh, no, you got to go to that window. We need to streamline our processes and make it simpler. Also, I don't know if you've been on the website. The website, to me, it's hard to navigate.
Yep.
And I think that needs to be made easier, too, because after all, the city should want to cater to the people, to the constituents, to the residents that live in the city of Las Vegas.
To the customers.
Yes.
To the clients.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's not the other way around. You know?
Exactly.
You guys end up working for us.
Right.
And I've never quite understood why elected officials and city workers, county workers, regardless, state workers, they kind of forget that part.
Yeah, you know, and that's something I won't forget. When I'm elected, I will work tirelessly for you.
Sean Mooneyham joining us. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back. More questions for a guy that wants to be your city councilman in Ward 3. He is the only Republican in the Ward 3 election. And by the way, I'm going to ask him what he thinks of nonpartisan elections. I'd rather know, is there an R behind this guy's name or a D behind his name? Or an I or an L? Doesn't matter. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Sean Mooneyham joining us. And by the way, spell your name so people will know. I'm sure if they Google it, it'll come up.
All right. Well, my last name is Mooneyham. And Sean is spelled Shawn.
In fact, we got it wrong on the schedule. How'd we do that? I don't know. Okay.
So many different ways.
Operator error. Host error. It happens all the time. Tell me what it is that you need in your campaign right now. Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? All of the above. What? What exactly do you need?
Well, I could always use better signage, but my biggest thing is walkers. I need people to walk with me to pass out my literature, to walk door to door.
And that's, again, big district.
Yes. Now there's 100,000 plus residents in Ward 3.
Is there a reason why only 3,500 of them vote in an election like that? I mean, that to me, that's leaving it to the distinct minority.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, April, such an off-cycle election, you know. I wish they'd tie this election to the November election that we just had.
And by the way, would you like to see them go to partisan elections? Where a Dem's behind your name, or an R's behind your name, or an I, or a L for Libertarian?
I think it should be that way for judges, too, because you just don't know, you know?
Well, I think it's going to be fascinating. And as we say, you are the only Republican on the ballot in Ward 3, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Should politics even come up in a city council? Because, I mean, it is more of a bipartisan approach, it seems.
Exactly. I mean, granted, I think that's why they probably do the nonpartisan, because you all have to work together when you're on the council anyway.
Well, we're going to find out. If folks want to, they want to reach out to you, they want to contribute, they want to volunteer, tell me where they find you.
Well, you can go to my website, www.seanmooneyham.com. You can email me at smmlv81@gmail.com, and we can coordinate our schedules that way.
Give me that again, one more time.
The email is smmlv81@gmail.com. And my website is www.seanmooneyham.com.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're going to be sprinting to the finish line, I think.
Yeah.
And you'll be using up a lot of shoe leather, I can just about promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Sean Mooneyham joining us. In studio, no less. I need to take a quick break. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Let you know what's going on in the world. Yeah, we're going to do that. Coming up, my favorite part of the show, it's called the Wall-to-Wall Free-for-All. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's where you call in. You talk about what it is that matters to you. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what I care about. Our final half hour belongs to you. We'll get to your calls. 844 Number 2, Nevada. Stick around.
That's 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I got to tell you, I'm so excited when we get closer to these elections, I get a little geeky because there are people that are going to be walking your neighborhood, running for city council in different offices. And again, up till April 2nd, So between now and April 2nd, there are going to be a lot of people walking your neighborhood. And, you know, everybody has a different reason why. Victoria Siemens running for Steve Soroka's seat because Steve Soroka didn't do what, you know, he said he would. He made campaign promises and then, you know, went against him. Anyway, and by the way, we're going to continue to follow that story of a lawsuit filed by Tommy White against Steve Soroka for allegedly damaging a vehicle. That's not good. That's just not good. Okay, you know what we do in this segment? We talk about the issues that matter to you. Okay. We try and keep it simple. If it's something that interests you, then it interests me. Even though it may not have been something we talked about for the first 2.5 hours of the show. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Walt. I came up with an idea. You may want a contest that you can start running a contest.
Oh, cool!
The first woman in Nevada to have a baby girl and name her Maga Melania.
I give up.
How about that, huh?
So in other words, nobody's done it yet.
Nobody's done it yet. That's why you got to run a contest in Nevada.
Can I tell you, Ron?
I
think it's a great idea.
Go ahead.
Imagine you're talking with your husband and say, honey, I'd really like to name our newborn baby, our little girl, MAGA. Oh, that would
Melania.
Be...
Yeah,
oh, Melania. Oh, MAGA
again,
Melania.
Melania, yeah, after Mr. Trump, President Trump's wife.
I love
great again, Melania.
Oh, my God.
Just think, if you had a daughter, make America great, Melania.
Whoa. Wait a minute! What if the girl grows up to be a Democrat? What do you do then? Do you have to go change your name?
My friend, by then you and I are either going to be in a coffin or we're going to be great great grandfathers. In the meantime, run a contest, make a contest.
For the first
lady to name her daughter that name after Melania, the first lady. Of the United States of America.
MAGA. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Ron, thank you, man. No, what a great idea. We always do this thing where the first baby born in Las Vegas gets a whole bunch of stuff, gifts and stuff like that. But just imagine the first baby named MAGA. A MAGA, honey. Come on, time to go to school. And then you could shorten it to Mags, you know, Mags. But name her MAGA. Oh, would that be great? What do you think of that idea? That's Ron's. It's not my idea. It's Ron's idea. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'd have to have a really good prize stash in order to do that. Let me put my head to that. But just think of the stuff we could give this little girl. You know, I wonder if UNLV would like chip in a college education or something like that. Then you'd have a bunch of people. You'd have people changing their name to MAGA just to be able to collect. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you think of that idea, Frank?
I'm just too dismayed and awestruck from what I see. I don't know if I can believe my ears and eyes anymore. You know, to deal with that idea has hope. I don't know that our country has hope after what I saw this morning or late last night. Kevin, would you and speak for your listeners, because I know for a fact that they're very patriotic. Would you consider an act of treason an act of war?
An act of treason being an act...
Would you consider it also is almost indeferable from an act of war?
Well, see, an act of war is as defined, and at least the way we do it in this country, is you have to declare war. That's a declaration. Are you talking about a declaration of war? Because that...
No. That's fine. Okay, I'm going to continue with the call. You got me on a technicality that I love. Be nice if Congress would declare war.
Yeah.
Instead of us being the police.
Well, I mean that's what used to happen. That's the way we used to run wars. You go to Congress, you got a declaration of war.
Quick history lesson. We used to have a Department of War, but us being the benevolent country Americans we are, it's now the Department of Defense.
That was long before my time. For the record, Frank, that was long before my time. Thank you.
Getting to the point of the call, but I keep thinking that there is nothing the demon wrath can do where my bottom jaw will go through the. I'm upstairs.
What did they do now? Come on, cut to the chase. What did they do now?
It cuts it. Well, for the Speaker of the House, Pig Lousy, to go to bat for a flagrantly, overtly racist, bigoted Muslim who is still on the Foreign Relations Committee, and the demon rats are keeping her there. Am I wrong to be? Am I losing my mind, Kevin? Good day, sir.
There you go. Well, the fact is, who is it? Omar, I guess it is. You know, everybody in Congress comes down differently on different issues. On the issue of supporting Israel, there are people who have been critical of Israel. There have been. And everybody seems to have a different view of it. They have a different view of Benjamin Netanyahu. That doesn't mean we throw him off a committee or just for that. But I will tell you, I mean, there's more and more stuff coming down, and some of it we don't even know yet. That's going to be real nasty. Anyway, more on this coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. One of the things we're going to talk about in our next segment, and that is this whole issue of a possible government shutdown or no government shutdown, or kicking the can down the road. We keep kicking the can down the road. We're going to run into the next fiscal year, and we're going to be having continuing resolutions for 2 different years. We send these 535 people. And we sent them to Congress to get these budgets done so we don't have this problem. But somehow we always end up with the same problem. We're going to take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You sit on hold for a little while. And then I get to you. We talk about what it is that matters to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a 4-course meal that you'll not soon forget. you'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert, plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks. I'm just a dreamer. I dream my life away.
I'm just a dreamer who dreams. The most obscure Ozzy Osbourne song we could find. But we want to have Ozzy on. No, we did. We really did. Tell you what, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi. Mohammed went into a Jewish village, murdered all the Jewish men and raped all the Jewish women. He committed mass murder. There's no statute of limitations on murder in the United States of America. Every Muslim in this country is guilty of murder as an accessory.
Well, I would disagree with that. If a Christian blows up an abortion center, are all Catholics or all Christians guilty of? No, I don't buy that. Sorry about that. It won't wash here. Back to the audio sound bites real quick. Got a couple of things I do want to get in, and I love when the president goes out and talks about the wall. People say it's a massive deception, yet there is wall that's up already. There is wall that is being fixed. And there is new wall that's going to be appropriated. Let's go to cut two. This was the president at a law enforcement conference yesterday.
We will get the job done. The wall is very, very on its way. It's happening as we speak. We're building as we speak in the most desperately needed areas. And it's a big wall. It's a strong wall. And it's a wall that people aren't going through very easy. They're going to have to be in extremely good shape to get over this one. They would be able to climb Mount Everest a lot easier, I think. But it's happening. And we have other things happening, too. We're strengthening up the ports of entry. We're using tremendous technology, including drones, but tremendous technology. But it all hinges around the walls, because you don't have the walls, the technology is almost useless.
Well, I love it. I love it when the president does that. The president is so good when he is on the stump. And in that case, that was one of those roundtable things. I love it when the president's just around a bunch of people. I promised I would let you hear this again, because this is a special message to Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He is heading up this effort to put voter ID on the ballot in November of 2020. This would be a great boost to the president, because this is going to be an issue that's going to impact elections in this state for decades to come. But let's go to Cut 7. Tucker Carlson was on with Harmeet Dhillon. And I want you to hear about this new research that's out. The opposition to voter ID, and you'll hear this from Plan Nevada and different people around the state, that this is about voter suppression. It's obvious the Democrats are not going to vote for voter ID, so it looks like the Republicans will have to put it on the ballot and let we, the people, decide.
Two university professors took a look at voting patterns in 10 different states, and they found that voter ID laws had no effect at all on how much each group was able to vote. It turns out that legal voters are perfectly able to get photo identification, something you knew already, and that these laws are only a problem if you want to vote illegally. But helping people to vote illegally is, of course, the entire point of preventing voter ID laws, as we knew. Harmeet Dhillon is an attorney who covers this kind of thing, and she joins us tonight. Harmeet, so it seems like the evidence is pretty clear on this from this study.
Yes, actually, Tucker, these two economics professors, one at Harvard Business School and the other in the University of Bologna, used data from a liberal progressive database called Catalyst, which works with progressive groups on these issues. And they examined 1.3 billion different data points. And they had data on gender, race, sex, gender, and political affiliation. And they were able to compare the states that had the strong voter ID laws, the 10 of them, against the ones that don't. And there was statistically no difference whatsoever. And so that really rebuts the left's mythology that voter ID laws are directed at suppressing particularly the minority vote, et cetera, on the theory that elderly or minority or poor people are unable to get ID. I mean, you and I know that you can't operate in society today without ID, and we need it for so many reasons. So
well,
I think this
can't.
Is really encouraging data.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a job, you can't fly on an airplane, you can't cash a check, you can't get government benefits, you can't do anything. So it was prima facie absurd, but they still wax self-righteous about it, and any attempt to prevent voter fraud is suppression, and you're Bull Connor.
Well, the fact is that what Tucker is talking about is what all of us, I think, know in our hearts, and that is that there is nothing to this talk of voter suppression. There just is nothing to it. It's a nothing burger. But yet the Democrats keep trotting it out. Oh, it's voter suppression. It's voter suppression. It's a nothing burger. Wilfried, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Well, first I want to back up a little bit. When Mr. McDonald was on your show, I chastised him pretty bad after he left your show, and I want to apologize for that, because one of the reasons I listen to your show is that you're decent to people.
Yep.
You don't assault people and call them morons and idiots and hang up on them and then don't give them a chance to. So I want to retract that and apologize for the formal disparaging comments. Now, having said that, right? Look, I'd like to see the Republican Party donate $200 a week for the best idea to reconstruct our government. For example, the gentleman was just on running for Ward 3 or whatever it is. I want to know where that voter was signed up at. I see these people at bus stops and everywhere else handing out little white cards. Well, they don't hand them out. They fill them out for people, and then they go on. I want to know what nonprofit organizations are using people, what their criteria are. I want to see the pictures of these people who are expending public funds. And I want to see the, in other words, I want to know if all those ballots are serialized or if you put them under an infrared light, they show up that. I want to know if the same company produces those ballots. I want to know where they go, how long they're held for. I want to know if there's two means of electronic data acquisition. I think that whenever you fill out a ballot, you should put that in one box, but you should also put it in another. And the other electronic record should not be tied to anything, so that we have duplicate records to see if there's any inconsistencies. So there's a whole slew of things that I don't think these people realize. It doesn't matter what you do. If the voting process itself is convoluted or corrupted, you're going nowhere. So I don't care what Mr. McDonald, again, I apologize to Mr. McDonald, I don't care what he does a year and a half out. It's irrelevant if your foundations are corrupted. Now, we need to get in and open that up. We need to see names and pictures. The first thing Mr. McDonald should have said is, here's the names and the pictures who would oppose any kind of voter identification. We need to begin to identify those people. What the hell is missing here? Is it me? Do I need medications? Or is it this person? Are they getting drug money? Or do they have a conflict of interest? We need to drill down. We need to redefine what government is, because they're commingling private enterprise and all these other issues into government and society.
You're sounding like Trump, in that you want to essentially drain the swamp here.
Yeah, Trump gets, as a business person, you have to look at the reasonable facts. You have to be able to look forward. You have to get accountability from all sectors, all directions, what we call a spherical engagement. In the world of politics, I think Mr. Trump didn't have a clue what he's getting into, how corrupted these people, how stagnant these people are, how influential these people are. He's having to adapt against all odds, overwhelming odds. I still believe he's some kind of archangel, but setting that aside, he's a business person that's bringing accountability to us. But where are the people around us? Where's the local leaders that are standing up? Where is the money that says, hey, we'd like to see 10 ideas on the Kevin Wallace show this week, and here's $100 a food gift certificate, here's a movie theater. How about a slew of them? $10,000?
Can I tell you, I love that. For the best idea. No, I think that's a great idea. I'll float it, see where it goes. I love that. Tomorrow, we are going to complete week number 2 of the Nevada legislature, the 80th Nevada legislature. What have they gotten done so far? How much damage have Dems done? We'll talk about it. We got a big guest list tomorrow. We are going to be guest intensive. We'll also take plenty of calls as well. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day. Live and local now. We can fight it. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.